One thing I did, every exile does, they lap up everything that comes in with the name Ballycastle on it. Uncle Jim used to send us the Chronicle. How he managed to fold it up and tie it with that piece of string, I do not know. I would love to see him do it. Granny used to send us a big slab cake every year, her own baking. And we always used to look out for that. I can remember that. I ran away from home once when I was about 10 or 11, something like that. I got as far as Stranraer from Peterborough. I thumbed from Peterborough on the thumb, yeah. And everybody was very kind to me. I can remember the lorry drivers. It was lorry drivers who picked you up. They would take you to the lorry drivers. I remember one cafe outside Doncaster. I'd love to go back to it. Transport Cafe took me in and he was having his evening meal. And he gave me an evening meal and then said, where are you off to? I said, well, I'm still carrying on up. And he found me another lift to take me further on. Oh yeah, they were very caring. The road transport men in those days were a different breed altogether. And I remember, as I say, we got to Stranraer and I hadn't got any money for the ferry, of course. So what I did, I don't know how I did it. I managed to send a telegram to Uncle Jim and he sent me a moneygram, which paid for the ticket. But of course, at the same time, Uncle Jim, quite rightly, got in touch with my dad. And so I came out of the ticket office with this ticket in my hand, and then I felt the hand on my shoulder, and I looked up, and of course I was only a wee fella. And this big, tall fella said, are you Danny McGill? And I said, yes. I said, I think you come with me, son. But the ship had actually waited for me, and everybody was lined up along the rails, and the gangplank was there, and they saw this young fella being walked away by this big policeman, and they put me in the cells for the night. My God, they fed me well. All those Scottish policemen knew how to feed you. They didn't lock the door. They left the door ajar and said, if you got anything you want, or if you're frightened or anything like that, just give us a shout, and we're only just down there. No, they bedded me and they fed me, and then the next morning, Father Roberts came up in the car with my brother, and he stayed in the hotel in the town, and then he took me home on the Sunday.